Blog Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. Parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time.
Good evening, and we are live. Joining me this evening is my lovely co-host, Julie. How are you, Miss Julie?
I am well. I'm happy to be here. How are you, Miss Eva?
I'm groovy.
Right on. That's what we're looking for. Groovy is better than the alternatives.
Exactly. So, how's the weather there? Your neck of the woods.
You know, it's not, we had a really windy, stormy day yesterday, and today it's all completely calmed down, but it's very cold. So we're like in the 30s tonight, and yeah, it's going to be chilly. So got that fire going and getting into the Christmas spirit. How about you? How's your weather?
It's raining right now. So it's heavy spring clean, okay?
Heavy spring clean.
I'm not going to lie to you. when I was younger, and I mean, I don't believe in this climate change that they're trying to sell us, okay? But when I was younger, it did rain, or like it seemed forever, and it was probably most likely, you know, 4 days in a row, and there was ample water. I mean, you could swim in the streets. Let me put it to you that way, and the neighborhoods would flood. But you know, them modifying the weather, and it's the government that modifies the weather. They have HAARP and they have, you know, the chemtrails, and because they're psychos. They're psychotic, demented people that we're dealing with, and they just want to destroy everything that God has made.
It does seem like that. It definitely does seem like that. And that leads right into our topic for tonight, which is this whole idea of Make America Great Again, and why is this considered by so many to be wrong? What on earth about making America first is a controversial agenda? You know what I mean? And you were talking about how there are so many people who seem to think that MAGA is synonymous with Trump and don't recognize that it's a movement of its own.
Right. And it really, truly, who in their right mind wouldn't want to make America great again, put America first? These are the questions you have to ask yourself. Again, common sense. Wow. Why the heck?
100%.
Why the heck Oh, go ahead, honey.
No, no, you go, please.
All right. Why the heck is mainstream media feeding you this and all the evil and hatred directed at Donald Trump? And, you know, if you're going to label me, yeah, label me a MAGA.
Well, it's interesting, you know, Well, there's a few things about that that really bother me. The first is, when you're being trolled on X by people who disagree with your positions, they often refer to you as a MAGA or a MAGAT. And it seems to me that the DEI champions have forgotten to look at the word bigot in their equity and inclusion materials. Because deciding that 80 million people who disagree with you are all the same, meaning that there are unilaterally think the same way, have the same belief systems, come to the conclusion that they support an America First agenda from precisely the same root, is really bigoted thinking. To sort of decide that 80 million people are a part of a MAGA cult because they disagree with you is bigoted thinking, right? And I just really have a problem with that. But also, I was looking at, like, Wikipedia, and I grokked it, if that's how you pronounce it. I don't know if it's grok or grok. But I was looking for different definitions of MAGA. And what I was really kind of surprised by was not only the misattribution of it to only Trump, where we know that Make America Great Again was a slogan originally used by Reagan in, you know, 79, when the American economy was absolutely gutted. But they also go on to define it as a political movement with really malicious underpinnings. For example, Wikipedia says at some point, multiple journalists, scholars, and commentators have called the slogan racist, regarding it as dog whistle politics and coded language. That's they're referring to MAGA there. It's a racist dog whistle to want to have meritocracy, to want to have America First policies, to want to let the, you know, American economy steam on in a free market and open way, right? But they're saying that if you want these things, scholars, journalists, and commentators call it racist, regarding it as dog whistle politics and coded language. That's Wikipedia.
Is that heartbreaking?
It's an indicator of great deception, right? It's an indicator that if somebody, for example, wants to Google a term and they go to Wikipedia, they are taught that it is an idea laced with malice, and it is not. It certainly is not. Here's another reference. In addition to its political stances, the MAGA movement is known for its particularly combative character, which exemplifies the extreme partisanship of contemporary American politics. In keeping with that stance, controversial rhetoric has flourished within the movement, including messages that critics see as homophobic, sexist, or racist, or as inciting violence. Okay. But let's compare that to the riots of 2020.
Oh, you mean the peaceful protests?
Yes, the peaceful protests that cost approximately $2 billion in insured damages nationally, the highest record of damage as a result of civil disorder in U.S. history, and 19 people at least died.
Right.
So it's very, very interesting how BLM and Antifa and left-wing groups are defined by the same resources as not being particularly violent and doing something just, whereas the MAGA movement is construed as being fundamentally violent, racist, sexist, and homophobic.
And it is okay, going to Wikipedia for information is kind of like going to Snopes, in my opinion.
Absolutely.
And
it is
ridiculous because it is a platform. I don't even want to call it really a platform. It is a disinformation platform that feeds you one person's thoughts and feelings. It isn't proven to be true at all. Because I can go in there and I can change things on Wikipedia, as can you, Julie.
Right.
And
right. But the other
people just don't realize that. And if you
exactly.
really truly are getting, and there is so much disinformation out there. And of course they're going to spin it to their narrative, which they always do. You have the mainstream media doing it, you know, through the TV, through print. And again, you have to learn discernment and be proactive in what, how you decipher things.
There's no question. There's no question. And let me just read to you as like a comparison what Grok, which is X's AI tool that you can use, says. So if you say, what does MAGA mean? It says, Make America Great Again, a political slogan popularized by former President U.S. Donald Trump. The phrase has become a rallying cry for his supporters and represents a vision for the country that includes stronger borders, increased job opportunities, and a return to traditional American values. Now, isn't that interesting? The same question asked on different platforms with radically different answers, meaning exactly what you have said, that certain resources are tailored towards certain messages. And people believe, for example, that when they Google a question, Google is giving them the truth. I had this debate with somebody on X today who kept telling me that Google says that Trump was on, you know, Epstein's plane. And I was like, do you not scrutinize Google as a resource? People actually don't realize the extent to which it is biased and which their algorithm, by intention and with the guidance of the federal government, chooses to suppress certain stories and elevate others, many of which are not true. So I asked this person today, did you Google whether or not vaccinations have deadly side effects, whether or not there was cheating in the 2020 election, and if Hunter's laptop was true? My point being that 2 years ago, a year and a half ago, all of those things would have been discredited as patented disinformation when in fact they're true.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yep.
And I prefer using DuckDuckGo. DuckDuckGo,
yep.
I find, has more options as far as information goes, where Google is strictly, you know, disinformation, again, or
yep,
it's
it
misleading,
is.
And they just will give you like Hillary, if you type in Hillary Clinton, Google her name, I'm sure she's going to be pop up as prom queen. Okay.
Of course.
We know
of
she's
course.
Far from prom queen.
And if you Google something like,
but they're
does COVID.
Push that narrative.
And they're going to use it also They used it to squelch scientific debate. For people who were interested mm-hmm. in looking at scientific data, it was made not available. They were suppressing it. They were, you know, absolutely marginalizing very smart people like Alex Berenson, who had a lot to say initially and throughout about the efficacy of many of the public health initiatives, masks, social distancing, closing businesses down, vaccinations. But that's the whole thing. If information is power in this age, as you said, you have to really become somebody who is discerning about what you read and the sources that you think are credible. It's amazing. I think Google as a monopoly should be broken up. I think that they now have a monopoly on the most important commodity in this decade, which is clearly information. Their capacity to manipulate people is extraordinary.